This is the brief on pentobarbital contamination risks in veterinary euthanasia. You know, pentobarbital is our standard euthanasia solution, but it actually doesn't break down before a patient passes away. It literally leaves a loaded trap lingering right there in the tissue, which creates a serious environmental hazard if the remains aren't handled correctly. First, we've got to understand that immediate risk. Because the drug stays fully active, improper disposal causes a massive risk of relay toxicosis for any scavenger animals that might eat the remains. Plus, other everyday drugs left in the body, like the NSA diclofenac, can totally compound that toxic risk. It really makes you ask, are we inadvertently poisoning the wildlife we share our environment with? Second, this means we need to face our dosing reality. Shockingly, a recent AVMA survey revealed that barely over half of vets, only 56.5%, actually stick to the standard labeled dose of 1 ml per 10 pounds of body weight. Since vets treating companion animals often use way more, every single extra drop increases our environmental footprint. We absolutely must use the lowest effective dose. Finally, let's talk about disposal and education. Vets know about methods like burial, rendering, biodigestion, composting, and incineration, which is the most common. But we clearly need better training on local regulations. And look, the responsibility isn't just on the clinic, it's a partnership. If the client isn't given practical resources to understand safe disposition, the whole safety chain just breaks down. To sum it up, protecting the environment from relay toxicosis comes down to using the lowest effective dose and clearly guiding your clients towards safe disposal methods like incineration. Veterinary professionals, please visit petaaftercare.co.nz for more resources and guidance.